We're getting great pictures here at NASA Control Passet. The landing craft touched down on Mars 28 kilometers from the aim point. We're looking at a remarkable landscape, littered with different kinds of rocks, red, purple. How about that, Bermuda?
Fantastic. Look at that dune field.
Wait, I'm getting a no-go signal. I'm losing one of the craft. Hey, Bermuda, you getting it?
I lost contact.
I lost the second craft.
No problem. More contact lost, man. Maybe the antennas.
Pogled iz svemirskog broda.
Dobro večer i dobrodošli u novo izdanje Pogleda iz svemirskog broda na talasu Beograda 202, nedelja uobičajeni termin od 20 do 22. Kao što sam najavio još prošle nedelje, muzičko, da tako kažemo, izdanje Pogleda iz svemirskog broda i večeras ćemo se u ovoj kratkoj najavi samo koncentrisati na najosnovnije. Večeras slušate jedan od izbora najboljih SF pop-rock ili više malo rock pesama. Izbor koji su sami fanovi napravili iz celog sveta, tako da će to dominirati u večerašnjem izdanju Pogleda iz svemirskog broda. Naravno, SF Rampova rubrika za početak, za sam kraj bit će tu i treća strana ploče, a ono što je interesantno, dok čekamo završni film jedne jako popularne trilogije, podsjetit ćemo se na jedan pokušaj snimanja filma po dotičnoj knjizi, koji je rađen tamo krajem 70-ih godina i koji je dugo vremena važio za potvrdu da je ekranizaciju dotične knjige jako teško učiniti. Kasnije je došlo do sasvim drugih nekih rešenja i konačnih rezultata, ali o čemu se zapravo radi u jednom malom muzičkom vremeplovu otkrivam vam nekih par minuta pre 22 sata. Dobar večer, dobrodošli, ovo je Pogled iz svemirskog broda.
I'm the invisible man, I'm the invisible man. Incredible how you can see right through me.
Freddie Mercury.
When you hear a sound that you just can't place, feel something move that you just can't. When you hear me tread,
I'm the invisible man, I'm the invisible man.
Incredible how you can see right through me.
I'm the invisible man, I'm the invisible man.
It's criminal how I can see right through you.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello.
atmosphere, but I'll never get caught. Yeah, shake my shit for dear. I'm the invisible man, I'm the invisible man. Incredible how you can see right through me. Watch me. I'm the invisible man, I'm the invisible man. It's criminal how I can see right through.
Look at me, look at me.
Kako to biva na početku Pogleda iz svemirskog broda, krećemo sa SF vremeplovom, dakle SF pronalasci ideje tehnologije pisaca sa angloameričkog govornog područja, s obzirom da je ovo jedan rad koji se pre svega bavio njihovim doprinosom. Idemo u 1945. godinu i do čuvenog pisca Marea Leinstera, koji je u svom delu Prvi kontakt upotrebio termin Vision Plate, znači jedna rana verzija monitora ravnog ekrana. Naravno, reč je pre svega o varijanti izraza Viz Plate, koji se ranije pisao sastavljeno, Mare Leinster ga je pisao odvojeno, a inače, prva ideja, da tako kažemo, tih ravnih flat panela javila se još 1935. godine u delu Aleksandra Philipsa, Marsovski gestovi, mada i dalje jednostavno u tom izdanju Wonder Storiesa trenutno je još teško da se pronađe sam broj i da bi se definitivno dobila potvrda da je još 35. bio jedan takav termin, to je kovanica, upotrebljena. Ali takođe u delu Prvi kontakt Marea Leinstera on je izumeo, po znacima navoda, blaster meteor. Dakle, jedan način čišćenja svemirskih puteva i jednostavno blasterima se uništavaju ti ostaci i otpaci od raznih meteora i stena koji bi mogli da ugroze putanju nekog svemirskog broda. I još jednu stvar koju pominjemo večeras od Marea Leinstera iz istog dela je overdrive. Dakle, evo nečeg za putovanje bržem od svetlosti. Jedna propulzivna tehnologija, dakle, koja može da svemirskom brodu omogući fantastične brzine. Podsjećanja samo radi, prvi put je termin brže od svetlosti, faster than light, iskorišćeno u delu Johna Campbella iz 1931. Ostrava u svemiru, a inače sam termin overdrive kao pogon svemirskog broda je posle Marea Leinstera ušao jako u upotrebu i bio itekako popularan. Takođe ćemo pomenuti iz istog dela Marea Leinstera i komunikator u rukavu. Dakle, jedan elektronski uređaj koji nam je uvek pri ruci, da tako kažemo, a jednostavno ovde je bio osmišljen da bi se lakše omogućio prvi kontakt sa vanzemenskom rasom, dakle, potreban nam je jednostavno prevodilac, a u ovom slučaju to komunikator smešten u rukavu vaše ruke itekako omogućava. I za sam kraj SF vremeplova u večerašnjem izdanju Pogleda iz svemirskog broda, u svetu A.E. Van Vogta, čuvenog pisca, i to World of Null, imamo elektronski lokator. Jednostavno i vrlo jasno uređaj koji omogućava da se izvrši lokacija neke osobe. Eto, dakle, i večera smo malo zavirili u SF vremeplov šta su to pisci naučne fantastike izmišljali i osmišljavali kroz istoriju. A uskoro, vreme za 23 naj-SF rock pesme.
Secret eyes, taking it in, try to be feminine with my makeup bag, watching all the sin. Misfit, I sit lit up, wicked. Everybody else surrounded by the girls with the tank tops and the flirty ones.
tell your friends how you made it back. No matter what they say, I'm still the same. Somehow everybody knows my name, and all the girls wanna get with the boys, and the boys really like it. All the boys say, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Girls say, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Boys say, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. All the boys get the girls in the back.
Check it out, check it out, check it out. It's Bones, a killer, no doubt. Girls, they go we crazy. Up to when myself in one of them gorgeous ladies. There's no need to be hacking shady. Come on, baby. Hey, hey, baby. Jump on the stage, girls, we go we crazy. Up to when myself in one of them gorgeous ladies. There is no need to be hacking shady. Come on, baby. Hey, hey, baby. When you rock your hips, you know that it amazes me. Got me off the hook and nothing else don't faze me. Say, can you be my one and only sunshine lady? No, if no, maybe. Hey, baby.
Just sipping on chamomile, watching boys and girls and the sex appeal. With a stranger in my face who says he knows my mom and went to my high school. All the boys say, hey, baby, hey, baby.
Dakle, leto je pravo vreme da se malo bavimo više muzikom i večeras ćete upravo moći da čujete jedan od brojnih izbora, ali izuzetno interesantan kad je u pitanju SF rock muzika, koji su sastavili fanovi širom sveta jedno glasanje koje je obavljeno što putem Facebooka, što putem Twittera. Nemamo tačan podatak koliko je njih učestvovalo, ali lista je to malo poduža i interesantna, pa ćemo da slušamo onako dve po dve numere uz najave. Naravno, krenut ćemo od 23. do 1. mesta, sasvim logično 12, tačnije 11 puta po dve pesme i onda ćemo malo da se posvetimo prvoj poziciji posebno. Dakle, u ovom prvom bloku na poziciji broj 23 slušat ćemo grupu Daft Punk i We Will Robot Rock You, a na 22. mestu jedno od legendarnih numera Elton John i Rocket Man, dakle, u kojoj se jedan neimenovani astronaut koji nema baš mnogo veru u sebe priprema za put na Mars. Dakle, ove dve pesme su između ostalog odabrali fanovi naučne fantastike širom sveta. Daft Punk, We Will Robot Rock You, potom Elton John, Rocket Man.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. 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 Boy, make a big noise. Big noise. Big noise. Everybody.
Make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will, rock, 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 rock you. We will, rock, 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 rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
Robot rock.
We will, we will,
robot rock.
We will, we will,
robot rock. you.
Packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out as few as I've ever known. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. To touchdown brings me round again. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man. A rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long down brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out as few as I've ever known. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out as few as I've ever known. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long.
Nastavljamo i dalje sa pregledom 23 naj-SF rock stvari po izboru fanova. Posle ova početna dva mesta nove listi dolazimo do pozicija 21 i 20. Na mestu broj 21 čeka nas Flight of the Conchords i numer The Human Are Dead kroz Robots, u kojoj se sama priča bavi jednom relativno bliskom budućnosti, kada su roboti poubijali sve agresivne ljude jednim otrovnim gasom, a ono što su uradili je da su faktički postali isto kao i ljudi. Na poziciji broj 20 čekaju nas Vandali i numera If the Government Could Read My Mind, dakle jedna tajna agencija koja je obezbedila tehnologiju sa vanzemaljskog broda, ima mogućnost da izazove zemljotres, a šta će se desiti kada budu iskoristili moždanu sondu na našem glavnom junaku, otkriće se upravo u ovoj numeri. Dakle, pozicije 21 i 20. Flight of the Conchords, The Humans Are Dead, a potom The Vandals i If the Government Could Read My Mind.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is very different ever since the robotic uprising of the mid-90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless it's a more colloquial situation with a few robo-friends. There is only one kind of dance. The robot.
And the robo-boogie.
Oh, yes. Two kinds of dances.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world. The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We use poisonous gases. And we poison their asses. The humans are dead.
That's right, they are dead.
Humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Maybe I'm more than a little concerned, you see, about the new world or a conspiracy, and the covert's spreading a deadly disease. They got murder machines and UFOs, black helicopters wherever we go, but I forget them all when you are with me. They can telepathically monitor my mind, I'm not scared of what they'll find. Thinking of you. They got secretly funded intimate camps and biological warfare lab. When you look at me, they all don't seem so bad. They got monster traded technologies and mind control psychology. I let them do what they wanna do. Cause if the government can read my mind, they know I'm thinking of you. If the government can read my mind, thinking of you.
U pogledu iz Svemirskog broda i dalje se bavimo ovom top listom na SF rock pesama. dolazimo do pozicija 19 i 18. Na mestu broja 19 nas očekuje pesma koja može i tekako da se čuje na radio talasima, pošto je reč o grupi Blondi i numeri Rapture. Naime, posle jedne noći provedene u plesu, vas napada Marsovac koji vam pojede glavu i u nekom trenutku vi se zapravo nađete unutar njega. Šta se naravno dalje dešava, ako obratite pažnju na tekst numere Rapture, otkrićete. A na mestu broj 18 slušat ćemo dakle The Killers-e i numeru Spaceman. Naratora ove pesme je jedne noći iz kreveta pokupio vanzemaljski brod i on se jednostavno nada da će dobiti šansu da putuje između zvezda, ali razočaraće se pošto je on zapravo samo pokupljen da bi bio predmet proučavanja. I kada ga vrate kući, niko više neće da veruje u njegove tvrdnje gde je bio te noći i šta je radio. Blondi, Rapture, a potom The Killers i Spaceman.
other half of the human race. Sang hip hop and don't stop, just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
Everywhere you light beams, the street girl in bones and skin.
Ovo je Beograd 202, nedeljom veče, Pogledi svemirskog broda i večeras priča o 23 naj-SF rock pesme. Došli smo sada do pozicija 17 i 16, na kojima ćemo slušati prvo Angie Aparo, a potom They Might Be Giants. Na 17. mestu, dakle, Angie Aparo i numera Spaceship, o jednom vanzemaljskom brodu koji se spustio do jednog malog tržnog centra. A na 16. mestu numera They Might Be Giants, The Ballad of Davy Crockett in Outer Space. Dakle, vrlo dobro poznata numera o Davy Crockettu, ali ovoga puta cela priča je sa američkim herojem smeštena negde između zvezda. Pa poslušajmo.
Without making a sound. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place.
Davy, Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space. Up went his rocket at the speed of light, flying so fast there was no day or night. Messing around with the fabric of time, he knows who's guilty for there's even a crime. Davy, Davy Crockett, the buckskin astronaut. Davy, Davy Crockett, there's more than we were taught. Hiding in the cargo was a robot drone, programmed to destroy Davy's spaceship home. Davy switched out his brains, now the drone's a dog clone. Named him Copernicus and threw him a bone. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place. Davy, Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place. Davy, Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space.
I posle ovog svemirskog Davy Crocketta prelazimo sada na pozicije broj 15 i 14. Na mestu broj 15 čeka nas Modest Mouse i numera Space Travel is Burning, verovali vi ili ne. U njoj jedna žena dobije kao nagradu putovanje na mesec, ali u praznom svemirskom brodu ubrzo i tekako poludi. A na 14. poziciji su Radiohead sa numerom Subterranean Homesick Alien, u kojoj jedan vanzemaljac putuje našom planetom i jednostavno beleži sve što mu je interesantno.
Eko. Novi album u izdanju PGP-a. Latin Haze. Duško Gojković i Big Band. U prodaji. PGP RTS. Eko.
Thank you.
forgetting the smell of the warm summer air. I live in a town where you can't smell a thing. You watch your feet for cracks in the pavement.
Dalje nastavljamo da preslušavamo 23 naj-SF rock numere po izboru muzičkih fanova i fanova naučne fantastike. Dolazimo do pozicije broj 13 i 12 u narednom bloku. Kao 13. slušamo Honey Dogs i 10.000 godina. Priča o jednom apokaliptičnom ratu, jednom budućem heroju koji treba da bude naravno spasilac. A na 12. mestu grupa Rush i numera 2112. Naravno, tema je 22. vek i jedna religiozna klasa koja u tom trenutku ima apsolutnu dominaciju nad komunikacijama u tom trenutku i šta to naravno potom znači. Dakle, slušamo Honey Dogs, 10,000 Years, potom Rush i 2112. We'll be right back.
with a small infection. Brothers 33, not Tel Aviv, D.C.
The world is
back
really
to the Stone Age. Ready to use the plague. Ticket tape comes down, buying war bonds in every town. They're melting their toys down for the war effort. All the kids are standing in line to live. Can we please say goodnight to the last 10,000 years?
Can you hear the cold roar now? Help the ones
left. Can we please say goodnight to the last 10,000 years? Please wake me up when it's over. The Notary Publics issued guns to everyone when they found out the invasion stretched all across Asia. Brother 33's fifth column routed out howling. We're bringing you all this life, the hanging of another spy. Ticker tape comes down. Standing in line to live. Can we please
prelazimo sada odmah na poziciju broj 11 i 10. Na 11. Suljan Stevens i Concerning the UFO Sighting Near Highland, o jednoj nesreći vanzemaljskog broda i potonjim dešavanjima, a na mestu broj 10 Elvis Costello ima i Science Fiction Twin, o čoveku koji ima svog brata blizanca, ali koji će biti u jednom trenutku zarobljen u paralelnoj dimenziji. Tako da slušamo prvo o viđenju letećih tanjira u blizini brda, a onda kako izgleda imati science fiction brata blizanca.
Everything's working out just as you predicted. that's why I'm so forgiving. But how could I possibly forget to mention those 50 good women who put the fascination back into my science fiction twin?
Ušli smo u prvih 10 ove SF liste 23 najrock pesama po izboru fanova. Na mestu broj 9 nas očekuju Misfits i numera Astro Zombie sa jednom rasom, dakle, nemrtvih vanzemaljaca koji treba da pobiju sve ljude, žene i decu na planetu. A potom na mestu broj 8 slušat ćemo The Postal Service i We Will Become Silhouettes i radnje koja je smeštena u jednu budućnost kada narator cele priče gleda u jednu fotografiju svojih voljenih i potom se prisjeća nekih stvari.
This one's for Henry! Light up the paper!
recommended that I stay indoors, because the air outside will make our cells divide at an alarming rate, until our shell simply cannot hold all our insides in, and that's when we'll explode.
Pogledi svemirskog broda, Beograd 202, lista 23 naj-SF rock stvari. Došli smo do pozicija broj 7 i 6. Na mesto broj 7 slušat ćemo Jonathana Coltrana i numeru Still Alive. Jedna interesantna priča o sarkastičnoj, sadističkoj mašini sa veštačkom inteligencijom. A na mesto broj 6 očekuje nas legendarna grupa Styx i pesma Mr. Roboto. Ovo je naravno deo jedne veće rock opere, u kojoj muzičar Kilroy beži iz zatvora tako što se sakrio u, da tako kažemo, praznu ljušturu robota čuvara.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart and killed me and tore me to pieces and threw every piece into a fire. As they burned, it hurt because I was so happy for you. Now these points of data make a beautiful line, and we're out of beta, we're releasing on time. So I'm glad I got burned. Think of all the things we learned for the people who are still alive. Go ahead and leave me. I think I'd prefer to stay inside. Maybe you'll find someone else to help you. Maybe Black Mesa. That was a joke. Ha ha.
fat chance. Anyway, this cake is great. It's so delicious and moist. Look at me still talking when there's science to do. When I look out there, it makes me glad I'm not you. I've experiments to run. There is research to be done on the people who are still alive. And believe me, I am still alive. I'm doing science and I'm still alive. I feel fantastic and I'm still alive. And while you're dying, I'll be still alive. And when you're dead, I will be still alive. Still alive. Still alive.
Yeah. to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
The time has come at last.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
To throw away this mask.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Now everyone can see.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
My true identity. I'm Kilroy!
Sada je već vreme za peto i četvrto mesto naše top liste 23 naj-SF rock pesme. Na poziciji broj 5 slušat ćemo grupu Flaming Lips i Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1, u kojoj je jedan majstor borilačkih veština angažovan da se bori protiv zlih robota. A na mesto broj 4 očekuje nas Janelle Monáe i Many Moons, pesma koja je deo jednog epski orijentisanog SF konceptualnog albuma. A u ovoj numeri žena android se zaljubljuje u čovek i šta dalje biva.
You won't let those robots defeat me.
your body. Angels or demons, God or a computer? It's a simple question, isn't it? But who cares what the answer is, as long as it's beautiful. Metropolis, in one place we offer you the finest fashions and androids money can buy. The Alpha Platinum 9000. And now, the prototype of the line, the toast of the town, Cindy Mayweather. Let the beginning begin.
došli smo i do prve tri kompozicije ove liste, dakle one koje su osvojile najviše glasova fanova naučne fantastike. Na trećem mestu slušat ćemo grupu They Might Be Giants i numeru Particle Man. Sam Particle Man je na neki način zagonetka, zato što on može da bude izvor Triangle Mana. Ali da biste iole shvatili o čemu se radi, najbolje poslušati pesmu koja je na trećem mestu ove liste. A na mestu broj 2 slušat ćemo grupu Black Sabbath i sasvim očekivano Iron Man. Jedna vremeplovna priča o čoveku koji se posle vremenskog putovanja vraća da upozori čovečanstvo o propasti koja ga očekuje.
Particle man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle man. Triangle man hates particle man. They have a fight, triangle wins. Triangle man. Universe man, universe man, size of the entire universe man, usually kind to smaller man. Universe man, he's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand and an eon hand, and when they meet it's a happy land. Powerful man, universe man. Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with person man? Degraded man, person man. Triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins. Triangle man.
tako smo stigli i do prvog mesta SF23 liste najboljih SF rock pesama. Po izboru fanova koji su glasali na Facebooku i Twitteru, fanova iz celog sveta, neko je jedno od brojnih lista i ako budete otkrili neke druge liste, vidjet ćete da se neke od ovih numera obavezno ponavljaju, da ćete ih naći na brojnim različitim izborima. Ono što je interesantno, to je da se i prvo mesto i tekako ponavlja, ali dobro, o tome ćemo možda da pričamo već nešto više i sledeće nedelje. Uglavnom, bilo je prosto za očekivati da se na prvom mestu nađe David Bowie sa čuvenom Space Oddity. Dakle, astronaut koji je ostao da lebdi izvan svog svemirskog broda, iznad zemlje, prosto nezaobilazna pesma kada je reč, dakle, o ovim SF listama. David Bowie, Space Oddity, prvo mesto izbora 23 najbolje SF rock pesme. Poslušajte i uživajte. Slušamo originalnu verziju iz 1969. godine.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in the most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today.
Naš univerzum bi mogao da bude samo jedan u moru beskonačnog broja drugih univerzuma, tvrde naučnici koji se nadaju da će im novi eksperimenti pomoći da dokažu teoriju multiverzuma. Stručnjaci Perimeter instituta za teorijsku fiziku u Kanadi kažu da teorija o višestrukim univerzumima proizilazi od ideje da je na početku postojao vakum koji je kipteo od energije, nazvane tamna energija, energija vakuma, inflacijsko polje ili Higgsovo polje. Kao vodu u loncu, ova ključala energija počela da isparava i tako su nastali mehurovi, objašnjavaju naučnici. Svaki mehur je u sebi sadržavao vakum, čija je energija jako niža dovela do njegovog širenja. Pojedini mehurovi su se neizbežno sudarali, što je eventualno dovelo do nastanka sekundarnih mehurova, navode oni. Svaki od tih mehurova bio je jedan univerzum. A naš univerzum samo je jedan mehur u penošavom moru bezbroj drugih mehurova, to jest univerzuma, ističu kanadski istraživači. Naravno, oni se nadaju da će uspjeti da dokažu ovu teoriju, a dok oni to ne učine, eto možda inspiracije za neku vašu interesantnu priču. Iako se multiverzum dosta često sreće u naučnoj fantastici, no ovakve vesti uvek mogu da dodaju neku novu putanju za razmišljanje. I upravo za to i služi ova rubrika Inspiracija.
Show me the way to end.
I tako smo došli do kraja još jednog izdanja Pogleda iz svemirskog broda, koju ćemo naravno zatvoriti rubrikom Treća strana ploče, u kojoj naravno puštamo muziku iz SF horror fantasy filmova, ponekad naravno TV serija, ponekad se čak nađe i nešto drugo na repertoaru. Međutim, večeras i dalje ostajemo u svetu filma, ali se vraćamo u 1977. godinu. Rekao na početku da je oduvek vladala velika fama da je jednu knjigu maltene nemoguće ekranizovati, a da to ispuni očekivanja fanova i da bude interesantno. I reč je o Gospodaru prstenova. Naravno, u jednom trenutku smo videli da je to i tekako moguće. Međutim, davne 1977. godine urađen je čuveni Hobbit Ralfa Bakšija, jedan animirano igrani projekat koji je bio interesantan, ali nikad nije, da tako kažemo, zaživeo u celini. Naime, nije se proširila ekranizacija i cela priča na kompletno Gospodara prstenova. Međutim, ono što nas sada zanima je filmska muzika iskorišćena u tom Hobbitu. Slušat ćete Glena Jarbura, kompozitora koji je osmislio kako bi trebalo da tada zvuči pesma Maglinih planina. Dakle, Misty Mountains Cold za kraj večerašnjeg Pogleda iz svemirskog broda.
Under the mountain dark and tall, the king has come into his hall.